Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. As President Biden gets ready to visit New Orleans in the wake of that deadly truck attack on New Year's Day, authorities there are out with some new details about the explosives found on Bourbon Street, which the FBI believes were put there by the driver of that truck.
According to the FBI, there were many things that could have made this even more disastrous, including the fact that one of those IEDs in a cooler that he placed at an intersection, a bystander unknowingly grabbed that cooler and moved it a block. They also say that this suspect had a remote detonator with him in the truck. They believe he tried to detonate it and failed, they say, because he's unfamiliar with explosives. But they also say it was still possible that they could have gone off and likely would have had the suspect not been killed in the shootout with law enforcement.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from New Orleans. Three-hour epic The Brutalist takes home the award for Best Drama at the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez won the Best Musical or Comedy category. This is ABC News. The motorcade carrying the flag-draped casket of Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, arrived in Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend, and since then, a steady stream of mourners has flowed through since. ABC's Steve Osunsami is in Atlanta.
Before he died, the former president told his children he wanted the first service to take place at the Carter Center. There were people of all colors, rural, urban, Democrat and Republican alike, teachers and students, with photos of themselves and the Carters.
I am a cadet at Riverside Military Academy here at the Carter Center to pay my last tribute to my hero.
This is very much a celebration for a long and remarkable life well lived.
Carter passed away last month at age 100. In Utah, skiers are being told to expect operational impacts at Park City Mountain Resort on Friday. About 200 members of the Professional Ski Patrol Association walked off the drop after a labor dispute. Mike Dubusky, ABC.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For local music.
7:03 in Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Jimmy K, Terry Barr, and
Hello.
Rob Roberts hanging out with you.
I gotta tell you, Jimmy. Yeah. I don't know what to do with my hands on this side of the glass.
I know.
I don't.
If you were,
there's no buttons to push over here.
If you were driving the bus tonight or producing, the microphones would have not been left on during the commercial break last hour.
Yeah, maybe, my husband texted. Maybe. He's like, uh-oh.
Oh, that's well. All right.
Yeah, he laughed. He thought it was hilarious.
But that's what's great. It's live, local radio.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He just texted me back again and said, that was hilarious.
Excellent.
It was funny.
Good.
Thanks, Brian.
Good off-air conversation. It was on air. Hey, let's kick the hour off with a double dip of an 11-year-old superstar, shall we?
Yes, please.
She's playing a show at the Cargo Coffee Shop on Friday, January 17th, and the person playing with her will be our guest at 7:30. Here is Paige Kleber and her song Blinded. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I couldn't get up in the morning. I couldn't admit that I was crying. Couldn't call for help, couldn't be myself when you were around. Couldn't understand why you weren't such a man when I was down. couldn't quite ask, were you up to the task for me? But I should have known, I have always grown, I couldn't see.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's Paige Kleber there, and These Days, Blinded as part of the Double Dip. And Paige, you could go see her play performing live on the 17th at the Cargo Coffee East here in Madison with Rihanna Marie, who's going to be our guest in just a couple of minutes.
She's in studio already.
She is fun.
It's like the whole family's here.
Yeah. Mom's here. You gotta love it.
Your wife and child just walked in, Rob.
I know, right?
You're in trouble.
Everybody's here tonight.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good.
Jimmy K, Rob Roberts, Terry Barr, hanging out with you across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have the app, perhaps put that on your phone. You could take us anywhere you want.
I love that app. It does so many things.
I do, too.
CivicMedia.us.
So easy.
Let's see here. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we, like I said, Rihanna's here. Next hour, Rocker is going to join us on air. Talk about what happened with him and how he's recovering. And I understand Kevin Wilmot, the owner of the Gamma Ray, is also going to join us, Carrie.
The Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, where everything happened. And I guess we could say it changed Rocker's life.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. He's going to tell us how he's doing. But he also, you know, he can't sit still. And he needs to, at least for a little bit.
For a minute, yeah.
But his brain is already like, okay, what can I do? What can I do? And he's already got a plan to do something else to help. So there we go.
That's excellent. That's all coming up. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. You know, I did something kind of exciting on Friday.
Kind of exciting. Just so you know, Terry, it wasn't exciting. It was just kind of exciting.
It was really exciting.
Okay.
It was really exciting.
First of all, don't hold back.
I had the pleasure and the honor of doing the Maxine preview with John and Gordy.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the Instagram.
On
that
Friday morning.
Fun.
Yeah. So typically Rocker does this, but I filled in for this week. I think I'm doing it again this coming Friday.
I think you need to because I'm not getting up that early.
I was thinking the same thing.
First of all,
so that is your job now. I'm designating you.
I love doing radio,
but I know you
it was really intimidating coming in and being a host or being a guest of John and Gordy because those two guys have been in Madison radio forever.
And you said you're a big fan.
I told
were you
John,
fanning? Were you like a fanboy?
I used to listen to John Peterson when I was like in seventh and eighth grade going to school on the school bus on my Walkman.
Well, he was doing that little selfie thing too behind the glass. Of course he was.
I asked him for autographs five times and they declined every time. So maybe he was asking where I wanted them to sign it.
You might. Okay, never mind. Otherwise, I was just going to say, print a photo and have them sign the photo, but
that'd be perfect,
whatever you were going to say.
It wasn't on this Hawaiian shirt.
No.
And so anyway, that was cool. Then right after that, I had a meeting with the salespeople here at Civic Media because, as you know, I'm a small business owner myself.
Absolutely.
And so I'm doing some advertising here on Civic Media my small business, Hotel K Pet Sitting and Dog Walking. You can find more information about that at freebellyrubs.com.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just want to take a moment. You know, I'm super excited about this because we have a great crew of pet sitters and we've been in business for quite a long time. We've built a really large clientele here in Madison, which I'm super proud of.
And you're great at what you do, Jimmy.
We have fun doing what we do.
Well, you smile about your job and what you do and the people you have employed.
Well, how can you not?
It's incredible.
Yeah. Dog walks.
I think it's super cute, too. Follow you on Instagram because there's always another dog, another cat, another dog, and you're giving belly rubs and they're having a ball.
And the pictures are really cute.
My favorite thing, I love doing the cat visits in the morning, you know, going from cat to cat to cat. You know, sharing the love, the kitty love, you know.
Catitude. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going on vacation and if you need a pet sitter and, you know, if you need dog walks during the week, you need someone to drop in and say hello to your cats, or maybe you need somebody to stay in your house sitting while you're on vacation or
that?
Pet, just head to the website, freebellyrubs.com, create your pet profile, tell us all about your pet. We'll set up a meet and greet. We'll come meet you beforehand and we'll send you off on vacation with peace of mind so you don't have to worry about your family.
Do you send them photos while they're gone? Oh, that's so good.
Every day you get photos of your pet. We tell you the adventures that we're having with your pets while you're gone. And, you know, that gives you peace of mind. You know, you can go, Robbie, if you're sitting on the beach, wherever.
Well, it's nice to get that email and then your dog is smiling and getting a belly rub.
Right. And you're almost a little jealous. Okay. Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, my dog's having way too much fun with Jimmy K. Darn it.
So, and it's not just me, too. I mean, we have an amazing staff of pet sitters. They're dedicated to the profession and they do a great job. Freebellyrubs.com. Create your calm now. Hope to see your dog or your cat soon, you know? All right, we're going to play some more music from Dogtown Hollow. These guys are absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
I love them. They got a show coming up at the Up North here in Madison on Thursday, January 23. Here's their song, Schwagenbaum. It's a town in Michigan. All right. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Page 22 from my gazetteer. Loud only had to get out of here. Thumb in the air, he was headed my way. Like the February winds on a main highway. Steel blue eyes just like the sky. Up and over Knox Ridge, we did ride.
a jacket with a Batman patch. I was a ride that he did catch. Oh, he's hitching the town, world spinning round, still coming down. A ride and a smoke. When I went up and made it, ain't no joke. We gonna do that Kennebec stroll. Yeah, we gonna watch him roll, roll. Oh, he's hitching the town. World's spinning round. He's coming down. Hearing those Acadian sounds.
Of my life. rest of my life. To draw the red line in the sand. To know that
Maxinc Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. This is Kyle Whiteley. The song is called Brothers. Kyle is releasing a brand new EP. It's dropping March 15th. It's called Spiralhead. Let's get him on the show, Terry.
Okay.
Kyle Whiteley.
Let's do it. I'm writing it down right now. Kyle, you will be on the show.
Yes.
To do.
March 15th for his brand new CD.
All right.
Jimmy Kay, Terry Barr, Rob Roberts.
Hello, hello.
Hanging in, keeping the show rolling here for Rocker tonight. We're going to have a chat with him in about an hour here. Rob, you do another radio show here at Madison, and one of my favorite segments on that show.
Yeah.
It's the Sheboygan Surf Report.
Oh, yeah. This morning. It was amazing.
Yeah.
The wind chill was rough, though. I got to tell you. It's rough, but they have these special gloves that let you hold the surfboard.
Right.
They like look like big V's.
So there is surfing happening this time of year in Sheboygan.
Yeah, in Sheboygan and in Duluth. This is prime time.
Really?
This is when it's happening.
Wow.
I'll show you a video after everybody in Duluth going underneath the lift bridge, on the way in.
You have to live
battery
operated.
I'm not saying
skinnies.
I'm doing it. I just report the weather, people.
Right. Do you remember how big the waves were today?
They were up to 4 feet.
4 feet?
Yeah.
That is good surfing right there.
Wow. That's good, right?
Yeah. Who would have thought that Sheboygan was the surf capital of the Midwest?
It is. It is. It's a big deal.
I love it. All right. 7:26. It is time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr.
I have a couple of really good ones, and these are things you can get involved with in the community. So I'm going to start with the community coming together for a fundraiser in support of the families impacted by the recent school shooting in Madison. Musician Madison Flatman says when she heard what happened at Abundant Life Christian School last month, she immediately started organizing a Harmony for Healing show.
I thought we were invincible with shootings. I thought it would never happen here. I thought it was always going to happen everywhere else until it didn't.
Yeah.
Finding out about the shooting and just everything, it was a lot for me to really comprehend. But what we can do in the meantime is be strong as a community. And that's what I'm really wanting to do with Harmony for Healing.
Many
people want to have music that they can connect to after this. Music is like a connecting thing. It's always been something that I have personally used as a way to cope with my own traumas and my own things that I've gone through. And I was like, oh, well, that's great. I'm like, think would be a good idea. Would anyone be interested in it? Within 24 hours, I had 50 different musicians reach out to me wanting to be a part of it.
And are you blown away by that? That they're willing to help?
Absolutely blown away.
I'm so happy for your organizing. Again, that's musician Madison Flatman, and as you heard, she's the organizer of this thing. So many area musicians volunteering their time and talent to the show. She now has to have a two-day show. So it's happening Sunday, January 5th, and Sunday, January 12th, from noon to 6 both days at the Red Rooster on Madison's East Side. There's also going to be support groups on hand, poetry readings by some of the students from the school. And if you recall, 3 people died, including the suspect. 6 others were hurt. This other fundraiser I want to tell you about really quick, B-I-N-G-O. Yes, it's a bingo.
Oh, I love bingo.
Me too. Bingo fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Madison. This is also happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, January 18th. We heard Paige Kleber just a little bit ago, the little 11-year-old who's going to be a rock star. She and a couple of other young ladies are going to be performing along with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, the band that is based kind of out of Madison, Baraboo area. But it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. You know, great music and bingo. Woo. So again, that's at Red Rooster on January 18th. I'm Terry Barr with your bar notes.
Red 32, please. Red 32.
Oh. Bingo!
I get so competitive playing bingo.
I bet and you do.
There's nothing you can really do. It's just a number. And,
right.
Oh, I got it. But,
it's still super exciting when you get all of them, right? You're like, yes!
We're going to win bingo in just a couple of minutes because Rihanna Marie, she's here. We're going to have a chat with her. She's going to play a song for us. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local
Love
music.
It. Yes.
Ah, so good. Rihanna Marie there, Tortoise and the Hare. Hey, I want to remind everybody, if you're a musician, if you have new music coming out, like you, Kyle Wrightly, you want to send us
an on
email.
My list.
Send
okay.
us your music. You can send us your EPK. You can send us all the details about your song, about your band and your songs to civicmusic at civicmedia.us. That's music at civicmedia.us, Rob.
Oh, Rihanna Marie, welcome. So, I'm so excited.
Yay! So, that song was amazing.
It was amazing.
Ooh,
and you've got a brand new EP, and we're going to talk about all that. But first, we gotta find out, because we were talking, you know, before, while we were listening to your tune, you're not from Madison. I mean, you're from Madison now. You just moved here. But tell me a little bit, how did you get to Madison, and where did you grow up? Because it was... way up north, I think.
Actually, it's more south.
Oh, more south, where it's warmer, Jimmy
yeah,
K.
Yeah.
It's got to be warmer somewhere.
I grew up in Lancaster, Wisconsin, so it's about like an hour and a half from Madison.
All right.
Kind of by Iowa, by Dubuque.
Iowa. Over there.
Over there, yes. Yeah. Down in that corner, yes. So I grew up, playing around there, playing in Dubuque, like Galena, Illinois, those areas.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes. Yeah.
What was it like growing up in Lancaster?
Oh, gosh. It's a small town. Yeah. I would say as an artist, it was everyone was very supportive, but it was definitely a limiting place to be. There just wasn't much going on.
One coffee shop, one gig.
Actually, we got our first coffee shop like 4 years ago.
Oh, there you go.
Just in time.
So just in time. But yes, growing up, I would play. Really, there's like one bar that had music going on. I drove a lot to play play shows and stuff. Well, my parents drove a lot to play shows.
And I got to tell you, you're still driving a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Still driving a lot, yes.
I was looking at your tour list from last year.
Yeah.
I mean, you're up in Duluth. Mm-hmm. You're over in here. You're just really getting around the state.
I love to see new places, so I try to go wherever I can. And if music can take me, then that's awesome. But,
yeah, right. But I love that your parents are so supportive. Mm-hmm. Have they always been, and is that a reason you got involved in music?
Yes, always have been supportive, but I think me doing music was not shocking, but a new thing. My family isn't super musical like in the past, but always have been supportive. My mom always says I was singing before I could talk, so it's just always been what I liked, and they definitely pushed me to follow what made me happy. So yeah, they're definitely a big part of why I am where I am.
And guitar, mm-hmm. is that your first and only instrument? When did you start playing?
I started playing guitar in like fifth grade, but before that I struggled through some years of piano.
Oh, God. We hear that a lot, actually.
I just hated it, honestly.
Oh, no.
I just didn't like it. It did not click for me at all. It's still like, I wish I could play. I wish I could sit down and play. I just can't. But yeah, I picked up guitar in around the fifth grade, and that was like, just set me off.
It's working for you.
No, oh, thank you.
Who are some of the influences that kind of made you who you are as a musician now back when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm. I would say when I was young, I was very into theater growing up. So that was a big influence and that sort of performance. But then as I got older, I remember my dad showing me people like James Taylor those old like 70s folk songwriters. Mm-hmm. And it just really struck a chord with me, and I wanted to start like trying to write like that. So yeah, huge influences now, I'd say Carole King, Norah Jones, anything folky bluegrass, Tyler Childers, all that. Yeah.
All of them are super big vocalists too. Yes. So I mean, and you have a strong voices too from the song we just heard here too. Well, I guess what do you take away from some of the people you're listening to help your vocal, to grow your vocals and become stronger?
Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't thought about it like that, but they really are all vocalists. I think my comfort is vocals more than my musicianship as a player. I love vocals. I love lyrics. Mm-hmm. I love storytelling. Mm-hmm. I think that probably is rooted maybe in growing up doing theater. I like a big belty song, and I like the performance aspect of it. Yeah.
Well, in blues and mm-hmm. folk, all of that really heavy storytelling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just heard the song Tortoise and the Hare. Mm-hmm. What is that song about?
Yeah, so I wrote that. Another little backstory.
Yeah,
I lived in Nashville the last 2 years-ish.
Ooh.
So I was down there doing that thing.
And I told you she gets around.
I get around.
I'm glad she's here now, though.
I'm all over the place. But yes, I was in Nashville, and for anyone who's experienced musician life in Nashville, it is a grind, mm-hmm. and it is a challenge. And it was very challenging, especially just fresh out of high school moving down there. But that song, Tortoise and the Hare, it's obviously based on the story. And it's just about a lot of the time feeling like I'm the tortoise and wishing I could be the hare. I wish I could shoot to the finish line, be where I want to be, but you can't. And the long game is sometimes what you got to play.
But the tortoise won, so
it all works
out.
That's the point.
It's going to work out.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, it all works out in the long run. That is the goal, yes.
And what is the goal? What do you hope to accomplish?
It's ever-changing. Yeah. I think music is such a... For me, my music is a reflection of just what I'm experiencing in life, so it's mm-hmm. always changing. But I would say the last year, my focus is... I want to tell stories. I love how music connects me to people. Well, and like you said, I've been all over lately. I want to travel with music. I want to be able to go out west and play shows. And I want to just really just connect with as many people as I can. Yeah.
You can learn so much when mm-hmm. you're traveling around the country. Mm-hmm. You're meeting new people.
Yes.
You know, the different cultures in different cities and stuff like that is really cool. We're talking with Rhianna Marie here. We're going to play a couple live songs here in a moment. I'm interested in your theater background, though.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of acting or what kind of theater did you do?
I mean, it was... very community theater, nothing super intense, but I was a busy kid. I did competition dance for years. I did community theater in Dubuque, Iowa. I did shows like Rock of Ages, and did classic shows like, you know, the old Disney ones and the old classic Broadway shows. So I do think that also gave me just a lot of room to play with my voice and try new things and really grow up performing. It's always just felt very natural to me. It's felt like where I should be. So,
do you also approach a show then kind of using some of that theater? Where do you bounce around a little bit? Do you move around? Because sometimes, you know, musicians, boom, they plant their feet and that's it. Uh-huh. And I just find it so fun to watch somebody who's so into it. They're all over the place on stage.
I would say more now as I'm older.
Oh,
yes,
that's cool.
I move with my music and... Yeah. Sometimes funny enough, I've been thinking this lately. I'm like, I'm going to really need Botox because I use so many facial emotions when I'm singing. Like, I'll watch a video back and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, control your face a little bit. But I would say when I first started playing out when I was younger, no. Honestly, stage presence, not with theater and dance, but with music felt a little unnatural. I think because I never knew what to say. I just, because I wasn't writing my own stuff yet. And when I was singing covers, I was like, what am I supposed to say? It's not my song.
Right.
But as I've started playing originals and really becoming my own artist, it's come a lot more natural.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about that. So you're writing your own songs. Mm-hmm. What is your approach to songwriting?
You know, I'm still figuring that out. It's a hard thing. I think what I'm pursuing the most recently is just writing songs that are fun for me to sing or feel good for me to sing. When I was living in Nashville, you know, that's the city of co-writes and pumping out songs at an insane level. And they just become very routine, and I think some of the artistry gets lost, and I've kind of got caught up in that. And I also found myself straying to styles and things that weren't me, but I was writing with someone who was that, so I had to be that. And now being back and writing a lot more on my own again, I'm trying to just tap into what do I want to say, what is my style.
thing that made you say I'm leaving Nashville, I'm coming to Madison?
It was no easy decision. I think
it was the weather. It's so cold here.
Oh, yeah. The 70 degrees in February is terrible.
Oh, God.
No, I think I just felt like it was a place where I was doing music, but I was not being an artist. I was very caught up in the business of it and the pressure of it, and I was losing myself in it a lot. And also, I think I had to step back from, okay, regardless of music, do I really like living in the city? And it just wasn't really for me. Madison has been awesome. The people here are awesome. It's been great.
And obviously you're finding shows and venues and people are ready to play with you as well.
Yes, this
is good.
You're going to dig it. The music scene in Madison is amazing.
Yeah, it's been really fun so far. Everyone is very open and kind. It's great. Yeah.
But why'd you pick Madison? Like, you just took a dart and was like, the camera's beautiful.
I wanted to be in a larger area. I haven't been to Milwaukee a lot in my life. It's just not somewhere I'm super comfortable.
This isn't Milwaukee.
I know. Shh. I know, but I haven't.
But we have listeners in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Milwaukee's so beautiful.
Yes.
The Shaw is a wonderful radio.
And she's going to be coming your way in Milwaukee to play. That's my, I'm
Oh, yes,
saying.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Yes,
No, I would love that. But yeah, I knew Madison from growing up. I've been, it's close to my family. My brother lives here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, different stuff. Just, perfect. Nashville was really do it all on your own, and I needed a little more, do it with some help. So,
Well, that is okay.
It's definitely, we're the winners of bingo for you moving back to Madison. Let's do some live music.
Okay.
Are you up for playing a song? You brought your guitar with you?
I'm up for playing a song.
Leanna Marie, we'll talk about the shows coming up in just a couple of minutes and how you can follow her online. What's the first song you're going to play for us?
Yes, so this song is called Myself Again. It was written with my great friend, Aniston Pate. She's a Texas raised artist. She's amazing. And it's just about the unfortunate truth that it's really easy to get caught up in your own life, but really everyone else's are still going on. The world keeps turning, and we have to remember that. So,
all right, well, let's check it out now. Rihanna Marie live in the studio here at WMDX on Max Inc. Radio.
Jenny's failing college. She's losing faith and gaining knowledge. And Mary quit her job at the coffee shop. My brother's having a baby. I smile thinking about the parents they'll be. Then I get teary-eyed when I realize I'll be gone. It's easy living in my own world till it sinks in mine. Ain't the only one spinning it. Keep swearing that I'll do better. Calling up, stopping by and checking in. Sick of me and myself saying I'll be a better friend. When here I am, thinking about myself again. Mama said my aunt got sick. I should see how my cousin's handling it. I ain't found the nerve to find the time. And my best friend says the phone works both ways. I've been sitting here thinking the same thing. What a pointless fight, holding on to pride. It's easy living in my own world till it sinks in mine. Ain't the only one spinning it. Keep swearing that I'll do better. Calling up, stopping by and checking in. Sick of me and myself saying I'll be a better friend. When here I am, thinking about myself again. Again. Sick of me and myself saying I'll be a better friend. When here I am, thinking about myself again.
Very nice. Yeah. Rihanna Marie.
Thank you so much.
A beautiful song.
Wow.
Do you want to do one more?
Sure.
We were only planning for one song, but let's do one more song. Rihanna Marie live in the studio here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wonderful. All right. This is The Other Side of Fear. This is released on my last EP, Sliver in Time. On the other side of fear, I hope it green. I hope a river's flowing clear and clean. The sky a brighter blue than I've ever seen. On the other side of fear, I hope it's green. On the other side of fear, it must be slow. Less pressure in my lungs as the air comes and goes. I think I wouldn't question all the answers I don't know. On the other side of fear, it must be slow. Ooh, how good it feel to do the things I've been meaning. Go running wild, never think of falling through. Chase a line or two. I'd like to think there's people who have found it. That state of mind, the valley and the mountains. No stalling, no faults if you don't check off a box. God, I love to think there's people so lost. Ooh, how good it feels to do the things I've been meaning.
never think of falling through. Jason, oh, too. But if I never do, ooh,
Brianna Marie, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Next show, Cargo Coffee East with Paige, Friday, January. That's this month's 17th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then you're going to be in Browntown on the 19th.
Yes.
Lakeside Street Coffee on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. With the Spine Stealers. That'll be a fun one. Yes. Yeah. Very
so
excited.
Good. And you're playing a Badger basketball game too?
Yes, I what? Actually did my that the first time like 2 months ago. And let me say, you know, I sing a lot, but the national anthem is a scary song.
Do you do it a cappella or with a guitar?
Acapella.
Oh my gosh.
And for some reason, I didn't think I'd be out in the middle of the court.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
they waltzed you right out there.
I was like, I haven't been this scared to sing in years.
Are you doing is it the men's game or women's game?
It's a men's game, on the 14th,
Fun.
I believe. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
It's interesting. You are going to be playing with Paige Kleber.
Yes.
We've been talking about her, the little 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. She just did the national anthem at the Bucks game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she did it with her guitar.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's amazing.
A cappella is like crazy. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
And congratulations on all the success you've had. Are you working on new music? Is there a new EP dropping soon?
Actually, the last few days, it's kind of been a topic of conversation and maybe recording. So we will see. Yes.
Okay.
Where do you
do your own recording or do you go to a studio?
No. My last two EPs I recorded in Nashville with some great producers, but definitely looking to record in Wisconsin next, so we will see.
Yeah. Well, we will be happy to have you. And then you must come back. Share your new music.
Yes, I would love that. Definitely.
We would too.
Brianna, pleasure to meet you. Great music.
Yes.
Your voice is beautiful. Your songs are equally as awesome. Don't forget, you could catch Brianna at the next show. It's at the Cargo Coffee East. That's happening the 17th.
Yes.
Yeah.
January 17th.
There you go.
It's going to be great.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Awesome.
We have a double dip coming after 8 o'clock. The Greg Kosh Marshall Trio, a couple songs from him. And we're going to talk with Rocker next hour. Beth Keeley's going to do a show coming up here very shortly at the Red Rooster as well. February 1st, you can go see her. You've got everything you need. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give your love to me.
there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Security preparations are underway in Washington, D.C. ahead of the electoral vote count, 4 years since a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. President Biden, meanwhile, is set to visit New Orleans in the wake of last week's deadly truck attack on Bourbon Street. ABC's Trevor Ault has the latest on the FBI's investigation.
The FBI unveiling a detailed timeline of the New Year's attack in New Orleans.
We have a clearer picture today than we did even 2 days ago.
They say the suspect, 42-year-old Army veteran Shamsou Dinjabar, drove to Louisiana from Texas, arriving in the city around 10 p.m. New Year's Eve, just after midnight at 12:15. Investigators say he set a fire inside a house he rented in the city and headed for the French Quarter.
The Netflix movie Emilia Perez was the big winner at the Golden Globes, taking home 4 awards, including Best Musical or Comedy. The Brutalist won Best Drama. This is ABC News.